And it's time to get back into our chat with Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone, continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. Well, all right. Well, let's switch over and talk a little bit about the walleye fishing. I know, you know, I didn't get any walleye reports. You said you didn't either. But this time of year is typically pretty good for walleye, isn't it?
It starts picking up. Usually we will see some more fish moving into the bay. You know, more eating size fish. Typically the fishing between, Cedar River and Ford River, all along that stretch of shoreline, it usually starts picking up both daytime and nighttime fishing, mostly with crankbaits. And then those fish that you catch out there, it's kind of a good mixture. You get good eating size fish, but you have a very good chance of running into some big fish as well.
Now, is that predicated on the south wind as usual?
Not so much this time of year. You know, if you have the south wind and it gets the water stirred up and dirty, it's definitely a plus. But it seems like the guys will still catch fish, those suspended fish, a little bit, even when the weather is really calm at night.
You said crankbaits. Anything in particular? Flicker shads, wraps? What are we talking?
Generally, I would say probably 90% of the fish come on either reef runners or else deep diving husky jerks.
Okay. Yeah. And, of course, you know my next question is about color.
usually golds, purples, they're always a good safe bet, too. But the gold patterns usually are pretty decent.
I only pass along the questions I get emails and messages about from fishermen. That's what they want to know. Well, I appreciate you talking about the walleye. What about salmon? Any word on salmon?
Not too much right now. I did get to go out on Sunday with a buddy of mine down past the Ford River can. We really didn't mark a whole lot. The water was pretty warm. For 5 hours of trolling, we ended up with just two shaker-sized kings and one, like, 22-inch brown trout. So until I start hearing about some fish showing up in the rivers, I think that's pretty much going to be it for the open water salmon fishing here for the season.
Have you heard anything from Fairport?
Nothing. No, not really anything here in the last week or so.
Yeah, it's been pretty rough.
And typically, you know, out of Fairport, they still do well going through September. Just, you know, a lot of immature kings, you know, fish under 7-8 pounds.
Right.
And usually there's a fair number of steelhead that they catch out there then, too. But, you know, again, by September, most of the salmon guys are kind of burned out. And again, they're starting to switch over to hunting mode. So generally, you don't hear too many reports, even if the fishing is good.
Well, Chris, I appreciate your time as usual. We'll catch up with you again next week.
Alrighty then.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it'll be
This is the Outdoor Show.